On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game. Connecting you to life outdoors.
American goldfinch. A small flock of birds seems to dance across the yard in an undulating flight, with a dozen or so birds landing on my thistle feeder. The still muted colors of the male American goldfinch brighten up the bare landscape of early spring, but are a far cry from the vibrant yellow and black plumage they will sport come summer. Since last fall's molt, the males have been the same drab olive brown above and buff below as the female. This time of year, the wings of both are dark with white wing bars, the only difference being a slight yellow color on the shoulders of the male. The goldfinch is a short-distance migrant, often moving south in response to cold weather and food supply, so the birds enjoying thistle and sunflower seeds at my feeder may not be the ones I will see in my garden this summer. Goldfinches are primarily seed eaters. Their cone-shaped bills are adapted for eating a variety of seeds, including those from thistle, coneflower, dandelion, milkweed, common mullein, and other annual grasses and wildflowers. They will also feed on the catkins of birch and alder, as well as cones from a variety of evergreen trees in the winter. It is not unusual to see goldfinch hanging upside down from seed heads while feeding, in order to more easily reach the seeds. Goldfinches have a variety of calls and songs. Their sweet call is often heard at the feeder, as well as near the nest. It is given when there is mild conflict with another goldfinch. The other call is heard when they are flying. It is easy to tell a goldfinch in flight as they fly up, then hold their wings against their body, swoop down, and then fly up again, giving their twittering call. The goldfinch's Latin species name, Tristis, refers to this often sad-sounding plaintive call. In late spring, goldfinches go through a partial molt, with males turning a bright lemon color that makes a striking contrast with their dark black wings, tail, and cap. Then we hear a longer song of the males as they sing from exposed perches. Their warbling is reminiscent of a canary's song, lasting up to 30 seconds or more. A shorter song, lasting only 2 to 3 seconds, is given around the edge of the bird's territory. The American goldfinch breeds later in the year than most other birds, waiting until there is an abundance of seeds available. The female builds the nest in the branches of a tree or shrub, often near open areas or wetlands. The outer shell of the 2.5-inch nest is built of bark, weeds, vines, and grasses, with a tightly woven cup lined with plant down from milkweed, thistle, or cattail. Once 4 to 6 bluish-white to greenish-blue eggs are laid, the female incubates the eggs while the male brings her food. Chicks are naked when they hatch and their eyes are closed. The mother bird feeds her young regurgitated seeds and insects. After 11 to 15 days, the hatchlings leave the nest but continue to be fed for up to 3 weeks. It won't be long now before I see that brightening of the goldfinch plumage that heralds spring. For now, I will just take pleasure in watching their busy work at the feeder. Thank you.